Today's learning from Nishos Chaim Luzim from Shnei Arya Moshe with Daniel Rifka Bas Moshe Zeri Yisrael Menachem Rav Moshe Beschus for Shalem Chaim Moshe Yemelka Miriam Bracha Masar Malka Matritza Fegel Bina and Eschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simin Reish Ayin Aleph. We're up to Sif Yud Beis. Okay, and we are continuing on in the Friday night meal. Says the Mechaber, Achash Kiddush, after you made Kiddush Alakos on the Kais, which is what we normally do. Neutel Yadav, you then do Natilas Yadayim. Umavarech al Natilas Yadayim, you then make Natilas Yadayim. Now, V'im Natal Yadav Kaidim Kiddush, what happens if somebody went ahead and made Natilas Yadayim before he made Kiddush? So now he created a problem, says the Mechaber. Galei Daitai, the Rifta Chavivalei, he's showing, more than just showing, he's showing with an action. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why I just said that. But he's actually showing with an action that he's more chaviv than the wine. And then he should make the kiddush on wine, on bread, and not on the pas. Now, we'll finish up the Ramah, and then we'll go through everything in the Mishnah Berurah. But yes, Shaimer, says the Ramah, D'lechatchilo yesh li'itel yadav koidem ha'kiddush, l'chatchilo he should make the kiddush before he goes ahead and he makes kiddush bilakadish alayayin and then do the kiddush on the wine. Okay, now we know this as the ekishaminik. They wash first, they make alatil sidayim, then they make kiddush, and then they make hamotzi. V'chein haminik pasha medinas elu, says the Ramah. This is the minig in our medinas. Now we do know that the Ramah lived in Krakow. So what does he mean by Medinas Elu? Now, what Ramah generally means by Medinas Elu, Ramah will digress for 1 second, and the Ramah writes this in his Akdama to the Ramah, is the Ramah was writing, is the Beit Yosef put out the Shulchan Aruch, and he comes from Sfardim. We have a very large part of the world, and part of the Jewish population came from Ashkenaz. Now, Ashkenaz included Litta, included Poland, included Germany, and all these places. The Ramah writes that when he says Medinas Elu, he's really referring to all these countries and all these places. He did not feel that in many different ways were their major, major Paiskim represented by the Beis Yosef, meaning that when the Mechaber writes what he writes, he does not, he's ignoring all those Paiskim, not in a bad way, he was a Sfardi. He's following the Sfardish Paiskim and disregarding, because that's what his Sefer is, those Paiskim. So the Ramah is, Medinas Elu is referencing all those Paiskim of the Minig Ashkenaz. So when he says, V'chein ha-Minig Pash Medinas Elu, doesn't mean that all of the Ashkenaz had this Minig, but he's referencing that there is many parts of Minig Ashkenaz that had this Minig that you would wash first. The English Shanis, you shouldn't change, Rak, Belil, Pesach, except for on Pesach. We'll explain that momentarily why. Kemoshi, Spur, Simon, Tafay, and Gimel. So, let's sum this up. Mechaber says, Kiddush first, and then Al Natilas Yadayim. Only exception is, if you went ahead and you washed before Kiddush, according to the Mechaber, so then Ibezah, you showed that bread is more chaviv, and therefore you should not even make Kiddush al Yain. You should just stick to the bread. Ramah says, no. Kiddush, wash al Natilas Yadayim first, and then make Kiddush, and then make Hamotzi. As we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, there's obviously, even in the quote-unquote meaning Ashkenaz, there is many, many of us that follow, really, in this particular case, the minig of the Mechaber, but not because it's the minig of the Mechaber, but because there were many Paiskim and Ashkenaz that disagreed with the approach that the Ramah is telling us to go with. So now let's break this all down in Mishnah Berurah. Achash Kiddush, after you make Kiddush, v'loy kaidim, not before, you shouldn't wash before, kaday, why not? Shalei yafsik ba Kiddush, ben etil siyadayim, la maitzi. We've learned this much earlier on, that from your Natilas Yadayim to your Hamotzi, you want to limit the amount of time. By making Kiddush in the middle, you're taking a break. Avo b'nei beis, so she'ena mekachem ha'atzman, the people in the room that are not making their own Kiddush, elo yotzim b'shmiyasim balabayas, they're listening to the balabayas, yuchli l'tini dayim kaidim. So he says the Mishabur that if they want, they could wash before because they're not making a hefsek, they're not making kiddush. Now, he said that if somebody does wash before, he showed that bread is more chavav. V'dafka hacha the ikke gamken chashash hefsek shemekadosh al yayin achon atila, only where he actually washed. So besides the fact that he showed that it's chavav, he also has a problem of a hefsek, k'mayshik kasafti b'siv katan l'nches, as I wrote in the last, we just read this a minute ago, ava ba'alma hecha d'loy nata yadav, in a regular case where you didn't wash your hands, even if you happen to be one of those people that likes bread more than wine, but if you didn't wash, then and you don't have the hefsek problem, you should follow the meaning of making kiddush first. What I wrote over there. Now, why did he jump the gun and wash his hands? Because he loves bread and he's very hungry and he wants to eat bread. Oh, you showed that bread is so much more chavav on you. Then you should make your kiddush on bread, says the Mechaber. But yes, Shaimer, that those who say, the Lechatchila, says the Ramah, that those say, no, on the contrary, you should actually watch first. This Sviralu, what about the Hefsik problem? Says the Mishabura, what do those Shitas hold? This Sviralu, the Ein HaKiddush Mikra Hefsik, came and should say Chasuda, that you cannot allow to eat without kiddush. So since you're not allowed to eat kiddush, kiddush is a requirement, is one of those things in order to be able to eat, and therefore it is not a Hefsik. Make the kiddush a wine, v'yishta kais, drink the kais, v'achkach yivarach ha-maitzi, and then make a maitzi, v'yiftza pas, and then cut the bread. The cave and the ain hefsik, since it's not a hefsik, svir le'lermod, l'toiv l'nekein l'chatchila. You should really do this l'chatchila. Now why? Why is that better? Why is washing first better than making kiddush? He says as follows, mishum, the kishayin l'yayin, when a person does not have wine, u'mekadish l'pas, he's making kiddush on bread, then you do have to wash before kiddush because you're going to make hamaitzi and eat right afterwards. Therefore, says the Ramah, you should always wash first, since there's certain situations that you'll have to wash before kiddush. So always do it that way. Don't change. Be consistent. Okay, now we understand. No pun intended, Mr. Ettlinger, but that's why the Yekkis do this, because they just love consistency. Do everything the same every time, every day, every week. The Limzike. You wanted to say something, I saw.
Except I don't, by the way.
What?
Except I don't. I don't wash before Kiddush.
You don't wash before Kiddush?
Nope,
I give up.
Nope.
The limbs, I guess. Did your father not wash before Kiddush?
Correct. It's not like I made that up. You're correct. Yeah.
Okay. So, right. We'll have to have a second. We're referring to those that do have that meaning. The limbs now, okay, so now we understand everything. What the minig to wash after is we don't want to have to go kiddush between the tilsi daim and making the hamaitzi. The minig to wash first is because we say that it's not a hefsik because it's sarach suda, and since there are times where you're making kiddush ala pas and then you would have to wash first, so in order that it's always consistent, we wash first. Now, if you do have that minhag to wash first and then make kiddush and then make your hamaitzi, says the Mishabur, just warns us about something. The limzer is a kais b'cham and achan atilus kaidem hamaitzi, that after many people, after they make kiddush, they would sort of make a drink. They would take hot water and pour it into the wine and dilute the wine, and that would become something that they would drink during the meal. Vada ein lasas kain. Don't do that before you make the hamaitzi. L'kulam, everyone agrees. The kivim l'tzarech l'dak the giyofa sheim zekadak. That's something that used to have to be very measured. When you did that, because you didn't want to obviously over put in too much water or too little water, so you shouldn't put too little, too much. So of course you can't do that. So if you're going to follow that meaning, netil sedayim, wash, netil sedayim, kiddush, then make hamaitzi, there should be nothing but all else that you add on in between. Says the Ramah of Ein Lashanis, the Ramah is very much supportive of this minik of washing first. V'kama achrayim, says the Mishabura. There's many of the Paiskim meaning as the Paiskim of Minig Ashkenaz. Kedatz HaMechaber, as the Mechaber said, D'bezeh Yoytze Medina L'Chaladeis. Now you solve everything, because big deal. You don't have, you avoid the Hefsik problem. Even the Shita that held washed first is only because of a consistency. So they don't necessarily have a problem with you making Kiddush first. They just felt you should always do the same thing. But there's nothing wrong with doing it that way. So bezeh, why not do it to Kedatz HaMechaber? In many places, they are noig the way the Mechaber. Many places in Ashkenaz, right, hold that minig. Miu. Kiddush. If you did wash before Kiddush, so that you should not follow the Mechaber and say that you should make Kiddush on bread. But our minig, since it's an acceptable minig by us to wash first, if you did wash first, you should not. The Afal Pikein, you Kaddish al Yain, you should still make the Kiddush on wine. So for all of us, that that seems that everybody on the phone now, and probably most of the people who are listening, they do make Kiddush first and then wash. You come home one day, Friday night, and you get confused and you forget, and you do wash first, you make Alan Teal Sidaim, and then you realize you're going to make Kiddush. You should make Kiddush and then make the Amaitzi on wine, make the Kiddush on wine. Don't follow the Mechaber on this to make the Kiddush on the bread. Now, the Ramah said the one exception that for everybody is agrees on, that you should make the Kiddush first and then wash, that's on Pesach by night. Why? It's pretty obvious. Mishum shatz, I'm seeking haber mius. I got out of suda. From when you walk, from when you start your kiddush until you actually eat, you got a nice amount of time. You have the entire agada between it. So therefore, if you make until the time before, be a tremendous hefsek between the two. Obviously, you should not do that. Imakadish alapas. Very interesting nuance over here. Imakadish alapas. If somebody, for whatever reason, you're stuck somewhere, you don't have wine, you can't drink wine, there's nobody there who can drink wine, whatever the reason is, and it is possible that we'll be making Kiddush on Pas. Lahoitzi, you know, you go somewhere, heard somebody, there was a story where a guy went somewhere and he told that he brought along a bottle of wine. He had to be away for Shabbos. He brought along a bottle of wine, opened it up Friday night. The bottle of wine was spoiled, right? They had challah. What's supposed to do? You can't make Kiddush on spoiled wine. So he made Kiddush al pas, right? So if you do make Kiddush al pas, lahaytzi gam hashaymim, that you have to be mitzi the other people. Srichim hashaymim sheyachavnu lotzeis gam bebirchas hamitzi. They also have to be yitza with the bracha hamitzi. If they don't listen to the mitzi, what happens if they only, we're making Kiddush on bread, and the guys listening, the people listening, your family, they only have in mind the Kiddush from you. And with regards to their plan is they're going to make their own hamitzi. Ois an isser. They're making an isser. The mahapchim say the kiddush ayin sham because they're basically saying machloikis by shamay beshil on the order. But basically, what are they doing? They're doing kiddush and then the hamaitzi versus hamaitzi before the kiddush. Now we're going to talk about in a moment why is this only dafka by bread versus by wine. Okay. They have to wash their hands beforehand. They can't have a mind to be yotze d'amaitzi if they didn't make the altil sedaim yet. So he's telling us as follows. Let's first understand what he's telling us. That if you're making Kiddush al pas, then even those, and we've discussed this a couple of weeks ago, even those that have the minig to make their own bracha, Birchas Anahen, and they're not yotze with the bracha of the person making the kiddush. When it comes to hamaitzi, they cannot. However, when it and they have to wash and they have to have a mind, and they should not make their own hamaitzi. They should be yotze with hamaitzi before, because if not, they're mixing up the order of the kiddush. However, this only applies by hamaitzi. Does not apply by the kiddush, right? So why not? So I'll just read it over here from the Derech Achayim. Shekevon she'ein kiddush ela b'makom suda. Right, you have to make kiddush from makom suda. Chayavim kolam asubim lechal pas. Everybody has to eat bread. Okay, so there's no choice. You have to have the amaitzi. Avo bekiddush. So when you make kiddush on bread, the kiddush part and the maitzi part are both chayuvim. So when you mix the order around, you follow beishama. You made the kiddush in the wrong order. Avo bekiddush ha'isam alayayin. When it comes to kiddush on wine, she'ein kolam asubim chayavim lishtos me'ayayin. Although we're going to learn shortly that it's preferable to drink from the wine, but you don't have to. Yoytzim Hashem, Yedei Chayvus Kiddush. So as soon as the Kiddush was over, I was yoytz. I didn't mix any order. The fact that I make a Bayre Priya Gafen on my own afterwards is only because I wanted to drink wine. It has nothing to do with Kiddush, so we don't view it as you mix the order around. Versus when you're making it on a Maitzi, which over there, there's no choice. Over there, you have to eat the bread, so the Maitzi is a part of the Kiddush, and if you do it in the other order, you'll be mixing the order around. So it's just an important thing to note. For whatever reason, anybody's having the situation that we have to make Kiddush on bread, there, even if you're meeting normally, is that everybody makes their own bracha, they, in that case, they have to be mitzi, they're mitzi from you, and they should also wash beforehand with you and not run into this problem. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Amen Hashem, we will continue on Monday.
All right, safe travels.